Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My glasses are clean. I'm ready to go. Are you guys super pumped? Okay, so welcome to the first day of the Winter Weight Loss Program. This is your Facebook Live. This is where I like to jump on every morning, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m., Saturdays at 10 a.m., and Monday through Thursday at 7 p.m., all Eastern Standard Time. If you cannot watch the live, we do post them in the guides after the fact for you to view. We will also be turning them into audio versions. So once this live is done, we will turn it into an audio version and we will add the link at the top of this post for you guys. I'm so super excited about that. Lives are not mandatory. I love doing them. Some of our members will swear by them, but you do not need to watch hours and hours and hours of Facebook Lives in order to be successful with the program and the plan. Also, what happens on the live stays on the live. So we do not come back and answer questions that we didn't get to. So if I don't get to answer your question, which chances are there'll be thousands of questions that I miss. I usually just kind of pick questions that are resonating, create talking points. Every live is a little different. But if we don't get to your question during the live, then all you want to do is just copy, paste it, and post it over on the Question of the Day page. I'm guaranteed to get questions answered over on the Question of the Day page. That is Question of the Day post, which is pinned to the top of the program page. So as soon as you pop into the Facebook support group, at the very top is the questions post where you can ask any and all questions that you have all day long. And then right beside that, the check-in video. My biggest piece of advice for you is to show up day by day by day. Watch the check-in video, review the information, ask the questions, even if you're not feeling it. Even if it's a day that you're not feeling so hot, even if it's a day where you're not so motivated, pop into the group anyway and do the best you can. Even if you end up eating chips for breakfast. And then that's the thing, you guys. It's so exciting. We're all jacked up. We're super hyped right now. That novelty is going to wear off sooner rather than later. Next thing you know, you're going to be frustrated. You know, chances are you're going to want to quit. It's not about how you start. It's about showing up every single day, working through the entire program and being here at the end. We're going to talk a lot about the messy middle. We got really real about what weight loss not only looks like, but weight loss feels like, and about all of the issues that you're going to encounter along the way. So stick with us. We are going to be here to support you every step of the way as well. So reach out. If you have not done it yet, you want to make sure that you are checking out the guides. So that is where we store all of the information. You do not want to go by the main feed because that's just chaotic, because the post that was most recently commented on moves to the top. So pop into the group, review the check-in video, ask any questions that you have on that questions post page pinned to the very top. Outside of that, you want to get into the guides. We have a few guides. We have a welcome guide. Now take your time reviewing that. It talks about how to navigate the program, talks about Facebook Lives, talk about the app, talks about how the program and process is going to work. It has a program index talking about all the different topics we're going to cover, and also some program FAQs. And then you're going to want to head into the prep week guide. So moving forward, there's going to be a guide for each week. So we're going to have a prep week guide this week, a week one guide, week two guide, week three guide, and so on. That's where it contains the instructions for each week, because each week we're going to be making changes to that basic food plan. There's also the food plan guide. So we've taken all the information in regards to the food and what you need to eat and when, and put it in its own separate guide so you guys can quickly reference that guide. We also have an app guide that talks about how to navigate the app. Tony did a great PowerPoint presentation. He included it in the app guide. So if you've got any questions about the app, it tells you everything about what you can do on it and even things that we have planned for the future with it. There were some technical issues with the app today. You have got to make sure you've set your app up. So you have to go through all the motions of, you know, putting in your info. And then once you do that, that little gray bar will turn to a blue bar, and then you'll be able to access the day one information on the app. So you still need Facebook. You do not need to use the app, but we think the app is an amazing tracker. Eventually, you won't need Facebook and you can just use the app, but we're about a year out from that. So from now, the app is simply just a tracker. You can track your weight, your water, your exercise, your mood, your sleep, all of that. What else? Our PDF booklet. You might notice that there's a lot of questions. There's a lot of information. This might help answer the questions that you have. If you are a kind of a learner like me, a good old pen and paper, and grab your highlighter, you can order this from Amazon. It is $20 Canadian and $15 American, and also available worldwide. So just check your local Amazon. However, you do not need to purchase this. All the same information is posted in the file. So after we post the information into the guide, we then turn it into PDFs, and then we post it in the file section for you guys. Okay, I think that's it. Let's see if I can get into answering any questions. Of course, I don't have my iPad set up yet. Tony? Tony will get me set up on my iPad and ready to go. So load up that question, those questions, you guys. What else can I say about today? I think that's it. The app is also, some people are having some issues with notifications. We got the team working on that. So bear with us with the app. This is the first time we're rolling it out to you guys. We're super excited about it, but don't let the frustration of any technical things get to you. Before you know it, our team will have it sorted. We're constantly going to be updating the app. We're going to be constantly making changes to it. We're going to be constantly leveling up and improving it. So just kind of bear with us with that whole app situation, but it's all one-stop shop, so you can track everything. So hopefully you can ditch all the other trackers that you are using and then put it all in one place, which I'm really excited about. All right, let's get to these questions. Hello, hello, hello. A lot of you just talking about how you're happy to be back. Welcome back. The book will not ship to my address in Maryland. Okay, yes, it will. Yes, it will. I assume that you have an Amazon. If you have an Amazon in Maryland, it will ship. Chances are what you're doing is you're using the Canadian link that I posted, and then it's telling you that they're not going to ship from the Canadian site into the US site. That's because chances are you have your own local Amazon. Now, if you happen to live somewhere where you don't have Amazon, then obviously, yes, you're not going to be able to have the book delivered, but the book delivers worldwide. Amazon actually prints it. I didn't have my own copy until I got it delivered the other day. So Amazon prints and ships. We do it through Amazon because it enables us to keep the cost really low. But you'll be able to get that book. Chances are you're just checking the Canadian site when you need to switch over to your local Amazon site. Hello. Note about the app. I cannot get in as I was ready to take a picture of myself. You need to click skip and then was able to get in. Tech support was fast and amazing to help. Yeah. My point is don't let that app sidetrack your focus, you guys. You do not need the app to be successful. We will sort it all out. We will get you into the app. We will work out the kinks. We do have tech support email, techsupport@ginalivy.com. If you guys just want to go direct, shoot them an email. No doubt they are all over this today. We are super excited about launching that app. So we have our own app team. The app team has an app team. Everyone on the app team has got all eyes on that app today. So we'll get you guys set up and sorted. A couple things. Make sure that you are watching the food plan video. If you're new to the program, in fact, if you're a returning member, we've jazzed that up. I'm super excited to hear the feedback about that. We've leveled up all the information, all the videos for you guys. We're trying to make it as easy as possible to absorb the info. So we've added a ton of fun visuals. Make sure you take time to watch the food plan. I know you guys have a lot of questions. Chances are those questions have been asked, answered in the food plan. Some of you are asking for alternatives for breakfast. This is not all about eggs. We have lots of alternatives and recipes in the meal ideas post that's posted in the food plan guide. So take your time, review the information today. Now, look, we're not expecting you guys to be perfect, especially if you're new to the program. I know with other diets and diet mentality, you have to be perfect on that day, or if you fucked it up, you screwed it up, you might as well just quit, right? That's kind of not how we are. You cannot mess this up. This is not about being perfect. In fact, when you're working through that app and you want to start on day one, even if you don't end up eating or hitting any of those meals and snacks, at least you'll show the progression of what you've been doing, right? So there'll be a progression and you'll be able to see the improvement that you're making. If anything, you want to own up to exactly how you are eating now so you can recognize all the changes that you need to make and you do make and all how that's adding up to all these amazing results that you're going to see, right? So don't put that need to be perfect on the first day and stress yourself out, because honestly, it's not about that. It's about showing up for the full 3 months in which we got a shit ton of time to lose a lot of weight, right? So make sure you guys are reading the information. Make sure you're super clear on what you need to do. Don't also, it's not your responsibility to to keep up with the questions that are being asked and answered. So we're not expecting you to find the answers to your questions by keeping up with all the questions being asked. We get this a lot. I'm sure this has been asked a million times. Yes, it probably has been asked a million times, but we are more than happy to answer it millions of times. So don't be shy about that. Don't worry how many times a question has been asked. Just ask your question. We are expecting people to read the information and ask their questions based on that, but don't be shy. There's also no such thing as a silly question either. Ask away. There's also no such thing as TMI, which you guys are going to come to learn. No such thing as TMI around here either. Hi, Carol. Round one, successful. Round two, I took a long road trip to Disneyland. Round three, getting ready to get this done. I love this. Okay, so we have a lot of returning members. If you are new to the program, you might be wondering why. If the program is so amazing, why do people keep signing up? Well, one, although, our goal is to make sure that you lose as much weight as possible in the time frame that we have. Some of you are just going to have to put more time into your weight loss journey than that. You just have so much weight to lose. It's not possible to lose that amount in the time frame that we have. So some people have more weight to lose, so they keep coming back and repeating the program. The process is a very effective way for that. Some people come back because they're in maintenance, and doing the program is a great way to solidify the weight that they've lost and also help their body level up and all those other health and wellness areas. Some people are here to support their friends and family. Some people are here because they just love the sense of community. They love the guests that we bring on. They love to be able to do the program and be able to have the kind of support that we offer. Now, our MO is not to have you keep signing up, believe it or not. There are no lifetime memberships needed here. Our goal is to teach you everything that you need to know in the 3 months that we have for you to lose as much weight as possible in that time frame in the healthiest way possible. At the end of the program, we're going to break down maintenance. We're going to talk about everything that you need to know. And then we're going to break down next steps for those of you who do need to continue on. Obviously, you can sign up again, or once this program is done, all the information in this group, you can still access ongoing. So you can also repeat the program on your own without signing up for a new group, in which obviously that would be free. But of course, you're missing the daily support. But some people just feel that they don't need it. And then there's also a third option for continuing to lose your weight and taking everything that you've learned in this program and moving forward with your personalized plan and going it on your own. So our goal is to help you lose as much weight now over the next 3 months, and then to set you up for success moving forward, regardless of whether you want to sign up again with us or you want to go on your own. So just so you know. Good morning. Glad to be back. I know you so many people talking about how they're so happy to be back. It's nice to indulge, right? Like, it's nice to indulge. I hope everyone had an amazing holiday season. But you guys know it feels good to feel good, right? Like, you guys are going to get that taste. Before you know it, you're going to be back to feeling like you're back at it. That's some words of wisdom for you. After doing this program, you get to be really in tune with your body. When you feel amazing, you're going to feel rock star freaking amazing. And when you feel even slightly off, you're going to feel like massive balls. It's only going to take a few short days, you guys, to get back on program and plan and then get back to feeling like you're really, truly back at it, right? So my point is, you probably feel worse off than you actually are. So expect those numbers. If your weight went up over the holiday season, expect them to come right back down real quick. If you are a returning member, you may have noticed that we are starting from the get today. There is no week one, day one. It is day one of the program. We're going to run you through 91 days. So get back on program, get back on plan, add in those supplements if you were taking before. Anyone new to the program, we're going to be talking about supplements week two. So don't worry about that. There's a time and a place and a rhyme and a reason for adding them in then. So don't worry about the supplements. We're going to have lots of conversations. If you're a returning member, get back on it. If you're a returning member also, remember fresh eyes, right? Be in tune to those portion sizes. Although we are not talking portions right now, we are not messing with portions. You guys do have the advantage being in tune to those portions. It's not about keeping portions small. So that's one thing that returning members talk about. When they come back to following the plan, their portions are a little bit bigger than when they finished the plan last time. That's normal. Your metabolism is higher. Don't worry about that. Be in the moment. Again, just like everybody else who's new to the program, we're not worried about those portions, right? Just make sure you're following the food plan, eating all the meals and snacks. And yes, you do need to eat even if you're not hungry, because you need the body to adjust to that food plan. There is a rhyme and a reason behind the food plan. You have got to watch the food plan video and make sure you watch that, and it's going to lay it all out for you. Later on this week, I'm actually going to be breaking down the individual meals and snack ideas for you. We're going to be talking about all the information extensively. So make sure you review it, ask any questions. And if you are kind of a little bit stressed out or overwhelmed by all the information, don't be. Our returning members will tell you the first couple days can be overwhelming. The first couple of weeks, actually, you can be like, how is this all going to work and come together? It will. This is our 13th group. I've been helping people lose weight with this method for over 30 years. We are really good at what we do around here. So just stick with us. Ask all the questions that you have. Have faith in the program. You are not going to be the one person out of thousands and thousands of thousands. In this past year, we do a survey at the end of the program. In this past year, out of the 7,000 surveys that were filled out, we helped those people lose over 100,000 pounds. So exciting. So we are really super confident in our ability to help you. But what we need to know is that you guys are following the program. So when you guys are asking for advice on a few things, or you feel like your body's not connecting, at the very least, we know that you are doing what we are asking you to do or suggesting that you do, right? And then we can make the appropriate suggestions for you. We are not concerned about us not being able to help anyone. If you show up, you're doing the work, and you continue to ask the questions that you need to ask, you help us help you. We are going to be here for you, and we're all going to be here at the end. Let's see if I got some more questions. Some of you guys asking about nuts and seed snack. Is there alternatives? Yeah. So actually on the food plan, I talk about alternatives. I believe in the food plan outline itself, and in the meal ideas post, there are also alternatives to those nuts and seeds. Make no mistakes. Nuts and seeds are by far they're going to give you the most bang for your buck. There are alternatives though for those of you who are allergic or maybe sensitive. Some of you got lots of questions. You're going to want to change up the food plan. You're going to ask, can I switch up this? Can I switch up that? Can I do this instead? Can I do that instead? Can I also do intermittent fasting and this diet and that diet? Can I do this with it and that with that? Biggest piece of advice, don't mess with the formula. The food plan works. It works really well. I know you may not understand it, but chances are you're not going to come up with a better version. I am making it my mission to help you guys lose as much weight as possible. That is our goal around here. Yes, healthy. Yes, in a way that's healthy for the body and healthy for the mind, but we will be in relentless pursuit of getting that scale to move. But you guys got to make sure that you are following that food plan and being as consistent about it. The order of the foods is really, really important. The timing of the foods, not so much. Anywhere from a half hour to 3.5 hours can be the spread in between meals and snacks, and then that can change every day, right? But that food plan is there for a rhyme and a reason, which I outline in the food plan video. So make sure you take time to watch that today, you guys. Water. Lots of questions about water. This is not all about drinking excessive amounts of water. We are not flushing fat out or any of that craziness. We are just making sure that you are hydrated. The program piggybacks the body's natural detox response. So we're all about getting the fat out. The fat comes out when you pee, when you poo, when you breathe, and you sweat, as opposed to burning it off. If you're interested in how and why my method is different than any other diets, there is actually a video called My Method in the Prep Week Guide that talks about how my program is different. So in order for the body to properly detox, and the body doesn't need help detoxing. So I'm not a fan of detox cleanses or teas or any of that garbage. The body doesn't need help detoxing. It does it totally fine on its own. All we are doing is supporting the body in that, making sure it has the resources to detox to the best of its ability. And obviously water is a big part of that. Your body also detoxes when you are sick. So that's, you know, when you have a cold flu virus, that's why you're told to drink lots of liquids, right? It also detoxes when you have your menstrual cycle each month and the process of getting stuff out. It also detoxes like when you eat off foods, or for example, when you get food poisoning, also a form of detox. So we're not reinventing the wheel here. We're not making the body detox. We are piggybacking the same system, and then we're making sure the body has the resources it needs. We're also going to be putting a focus not only on the food, not only on the water, but things like maximizing your efforts outside of that. So making sure you're getting decent sleep or working on improving your sleep, right? Making sure you're managing your stress. Okay, maybe you won't make your stress go away, but you can definitely get a good handle on it. If you do have any health issues, it's a great idea to be working hand in hand with your doctor, because your body is going to change, and it's going to change for most of you pretty quickly. And it's a great idea to be keeping up with your doctor. For example, if you have thyroid issues, the program works just fine for you. Hashimoto's, Graves, any of those things, it's not a concern. However, it's normal to start following the program, feeling amazing, seeing that scale drop, and then hitting a point where you don't feel so great. You don't feel like things are progressing. And then most times that's where people need to head to their doctor and get their medications either lowered or adjusted, right? Because your body is making change and you're actually getting healthier. And you know, the medications that you're taking to help with certain health issues may not be as necessary, or you may need to get the dose adjusted. This is a big one for men. Usually about a month and a half into the program, they start getting off blood pressure medications, cholesterol meds, those kinds of things. Obviously, if you're taking blood pressure medication to lower your blood pressure, but you're naturally making all these changes that are naturally lowering your blood pressure, that could lead to really low blood blood pressure, in which then you need to get off your medication because your body is totally capable of managing your blood pressure. So lots of exciting things are going to happen. We talk a lot about non-scale victories around here. We are going to talk about the scale, how to use the scale. We're going to talk about your concerns about using the scale. So if you're not comfortable using the scale yet, please wait to hear what I have to say about it. But that's a choice you can make on your own. You do not need to weigh yourself. If you do, make sure you do it every day. Definitely don't do once a week for reasons I'll explain later. That's not really ideal because your weight can fluctuate so much just naturally, and your weight can fluctuate so much just by eating like salty foods or hard to digest foods. You know, so you could be working hard all week. You go to weigh yourself on a Friday, but Thursday you had some salty food and it's causing your weight to be up. And then when you get on the scale, you're seeing your weight up when in reality your weight could possibly have been down. So we want to use the scale as a tool. To me, not using the scale while trying to lose weight is like trying to build a house without a hammer. You know, you can build a house without a hammer, but it's a heck of a lot easier when you have the right tools, right? So we're going to talk about the scale, but for right now, if you're not a fan of it, you do not, there's no pressure to get on it. We will talk about that. We will post about that in the days to come as well. Good morning. I had my water and lemon. Can I have breakfast and then go on the treadmill, or go on the treadmill, then have breakfast? Yeah. So some of you guys are asking about workouts, pre-workout shakes, post-workout shakes. You probably won't need those and you shouldn't need those. You can just interject your workouts either before you eat in the morning, after you eat. When you wake up in the morning, you're already full of energy, so you can either have breakfast or skip breakfast, and that can change day to day. You can work out before you have breakfast, because anything, unless you eat like an hour and a half, 2 hours before, you're not really, that food is not going to be of any use to you energetically, because it takes your body time to break down your food and then store it as glycogen for you to access that energy for workouts. So you can either, you work out first thing and then eat breakfast, or then you can work out first thing, skip breakfast, and go straight to morning fruit snack. Ideally, breakfast is eaten within 2.5 hours of waking, give or take. But obviously there's a massive difference. Like someone who gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning, that's a little different than someone else who gets up 9 o'clock in the morning. If you need any help with your scheduling of your times, just post it in the question of the post day post. My team will help you. Same goes for shift workers. There's a lot of shift workers. Listen, there is no excuse, you guys. My team is stacked with nurses who do this job on top of their crazy shifts. So there's no excuse, although, you know, you can use them as excuses for days that you may not be able to, you know, be a rock star at the program. It is what it is. Do the best that you possibly can. But we have all sorts of options for you guys. If you are shift workers, you do crazy hours. We do have a shift worker post coming out in the next couple of days. Teachers, we know that you guys are pretty restricted in when you can eat and when, but it can be done. We've had thousands of shift workers run through the program, thousands of teachers, thousands of nurses, not thousands of pilots. A few pilots do the program, people who travel for work. The program can be done. Where there is a will, there's a way. Now, with that said, I set the bar really freaking high. I am not messing around. I know what can be done. I am in it to win it. I am not the kind of person who shows up and does the minimum. I'm just not. I'm not here to do the minimum. I'm going to show up every day. Good days, bad days. I'm going to have my own hot mess days. I'm going to be here. We're not expecting everyone to crush it every day, but, you know, or be perfect. But I always set the bar high, but please understand there is a lot of wiggle room. There's a lot of wriggle room under that really, really high set bar. You know, here's the thing is that I know you guys are going to want to see that scale sooner rather than later. We have a lot of time to lose a lot of weight, but you do want to capitalize on every single day. So we're going to do everything that we can to make you as motivated. What you want to do is show up as much as possible and have as many as your choices fall in line with your goals. You're not going to be perfect, right? And that's okay. You're going to find yourself indulging, and that's okay. All you need to do is simply get right back at it. You cannot mess this program up as long as you continue to show up, right? Also, don't blow off the day just because of any one meal. Like if today you can't, you know, have the lunch that we suggest, no big deal. Have what you can have, you know, and take note of what the goal is and then move it along and continue with your day. Don't ever let one meal or one thing blow off your day. You know, nothing's an emergency situation like that. A lot of you will notice that there is more food on plan than chances are you have been eating. I know you're scared that you are going to gain weight. Nobody is going to gain weight while following the food plan. Even if you're eating more food than you are used to, your weight might fluctuate, but the human body is not meant to make you fat. That's not its plan. I know some of you feel like every time you eat, your body's just trying to pack on the pounds, but that is not the case. It could be the case if you're coming off a super restrictive diet in which your weight will fluctuate, but don't worry, it'll go back down. It'll head in the right direction. So no one needs to be worried about gaining weight. In fact, gaining weight is a lot harder than you guys think it is. It's not as easy as you think to gain weight. The scale can fluctuate a lot. The scale can go up a lot, but is it real weight gain? No, right? We're going to talk a lot about fluctuations on the scale. It is normal for the scale to go up, and then it's normal for it to go down, and it's normal for it to go back up again, and then down. It's also normal to plateau. Plateaus will piss you off, but they are part of the process. Get used to them. You want plateaus. Plateaus are your body taking the time to solidify the weight that you have lost. That's the thing that makes this process and program sustainable at the end, is how we go about weight loss. Think of set point theory if you want. It is a real thing, although people don't understand it. We've kind of got a good handle on it. So your body has gotten used to functioning at the weight that you are. We are going to slowly, right, work on decreasing the amount of insulin your body is used to using. You do that simply by following the food plan. Your body's going to drop weight. Your body's going to downsize to a new weight, and then you're going to want to plateau so your body can solidify the weight that you've lost. So that makes your new weight your new norm. That's what plateaus are. You just cannot take, you know, 60 pounds out of your body overnight. Your body would completely collapse. It needs to adjust. Your fat is there for a reason. It's excess energy. It helps to regulate body temperature. It stores hormones. It does a lot of things. So, you know, you can't just lose the weight as quickly as you want, because it's not sustainable, and the body needs to make adjustments. Your blood flow, your metabolism, your, you know, your hormones, all of that constantly in flux. We're going to have a lot of people asking about hormones. We're going to have Jen Pike joining us again. She's an hormone educator. She talks about hormones and everything that can be done to address your hormones. Great idea to be working with a hormone expert if you think that hormones are playing a role. However, we are not concerned about you. This program is great for balancing hormones. I hate using that term, because your hormones are never really in balance. They're constantly in flux. And, you know, that's just how hormones are. But for lack of a better word, this program is great for balancing your hormones. So we're not really worried about age. We're not worried about hormones. We're not really worried about health issues or any of those things. Show up, follow the food plan and the plan, ask the questions that you have, implement the changes, and you're going to be successful. It really is as simple as that. And I say that with the utmost confidence, because again, we've helped thousands and thousands and thousands of people run through these programs successfully. We are also going to be keeping you as motivated as possible. We are going to be highlighting Livy losers each week. So some of our returning members who've been successful on plan, we're going to be hosting what we call a spill the tea times, where we're going to be inviting members who are who've been successful in their journey, members who are continuing their journey. We're going to be talking to some of our team members about their journey. We're going to have lots of real conversations. We do that real well around here. We like to get real. We don't mess around. We don't blow smoke. We like to have fun, but we're not going to be rah-rah sis boom ba when what you need is the real talk, right? So we do break it down. We do get real, especially on these lives. Please do not be offended if I go off on a question that you've asked. Don't take it personal. When I answer questions, it's more about the talking points. I do get pretty passionate about certain topics. I will tell it to you straight. I will straight up. You give it to me straight, I'll tell you right back straight. You know, I'm that girlfriend that will tell you that your husband or boyfriend is cheating on you. That is me. That is who I am. And that is, you know, where I'm at. You may not want to hear it, and you may get pissed off at me, and you may not. Listen, you don't have to love me to be successful on program and plan. Love me or hate me, I don't care, as long as at the end of the day, you're successful. So remember that our heart is in the right place. Remember that when it comes to asking those questions, you guys also need to be responsible for the vibe that you're showing up with, right? So we are here to help you keep those questions coming. There are going to be days where you're going to be frustrated. Please don't take that out on my team. Please own your own shit. Most times when people are frustrated, they're not frustrated with the program, because the program is amazing. We've done all the work for you. We've got you guys the resources, you know, to help you out. Like, it's not my team, because we are willing to go to the ends of the earth to support you. We are here for you, right? Chances are, if you are frustrated, you're frustrated because you're back trying to lose weight again. And please don't take that out on us, because that has nothing to do on us. Be mad at the diet industry, because they screwed you over. If ever you've done a program and lost weight only to gain it all back, that wasn't you. You showed up, you did the work. That was the program failing you. That was that diet. Diets are not designed for sustainability. They're designed to help you lose weight. They are not designed to help you maintain weight. And that's the biggest difference of this program compared to any other diet out there. You can totally call this a diet. I saw some woman ragging on me on the internet last night saying that I say my program is not a diet when it really is. It's a fucking diet. Call it a diet. Call it whatever the fuck you want to call it at the end of the day. It's a program. It's a method for sustainable weight loss. That's what I call it. You can call it a diet all you want. It's more a method for sustainable weight loss. We don't count, we don't weigh, we don't measure any of those things. We do address our body's needs. So that is the main focus of the first few weeks of the program. We help our body specifically focus on fat loss, and we help provide the environment for the body to follow through so you can lose weight in all the healthiest ways. Not only physically, but also mentally. We're also going to be working through those issues and associations that you've tied in around food. I have more issues with people calling it a lifestyle, to be honest, than I do with a diet. It's not a lifestyle. This is a means to an end. There is a start date to this program and there is an end date to this program. We want you to lose your weight so you can move on for the rest of your life and not think about weight loss again, right? Like, we want you to lose your weight and get the F out of here and go live your life. That's our plan around here. This is not a lifestyle. What you eat and when is going to change and evolve. Following the plan is not normal. Eating six times a day is not normal. In fact, it doesn't allow your migrating motor complex to kick in. It is not normal, let me repeat, to eat six times a day. There's a rhyme and a reason for it in the beginning. As we go and we progress through the program, you won't be eating six times a day. There'll be times when you'll be eating more times a day, and then times that you're eating less times a day. And then towards the end of the program, it's all about actually getting you in tune to your body's needs and eating based on that, right? So it's not normal to be eating six times a day. So if you're telling people what you're doing and they say to you, it's not necessary to eat six times a day. Yes, no, it's not. In real life, it's not. But while following this program, it is. We want to make the body work hard for its food. We want to engage that digestive system. There is a rhyme and a reason to the six times a day. There is a rhyme and a reason to everything we do on program and plan. If you're new to the program, don't get stuck on the food plan the first week. Before you know it, as soon as you nail it, we're going to be moving on and making changes to it. All right. So this is not how you're going to eat for the rest of your life. This is not the amount of water that we're going to suggest for the rest of your life. This is not, you know, any of those things that you need to do for the rest of your life. This is to maximize your effort while you are specifically focused on weight loss, right? Which reminds me, also a great idea to have a really strong why. Why are you here? Why are you doing this? What the heck is motivating you to sign up for a program like this? And then also a really great idea to have a really strong visual of the end game. What's the end game going to look like to you? What's that going to feel like? So maybe your goal is to be healthy. But define that. What does that mean? Does that mean wake up every day and feel good as opposed to feeling tired and broken down? Feeling confident and comfortable in my skin? Feeling energetic? Healthy means I can play with my grandchildren. You know, healthy means I'm not stressing every minute of the day. Like, what does the healthy mean to you? Or maybe it's to fit into your bikini, right? And then your end game would be like visualizing yourself wearing the bikini on the beach, but not only that, but running across the beach and feeling comfortable in your skin and smiling and happy and feeling light and loving love. You know what I mean? Like, make those visuals super real. To me, it's like building a house. If I, you know, your visuals, the visual of that end game and making that tangible is like a blueprint for your body and what you're trying to accomplish. So if, like I said to you, okay, build me a house. You build me this, you like, go build me a house. And I say to this guy, I hand him the blueprints. I say, go build me this house. You know, it's like, it's three stories. It's four bedrooms. It's whatever. The guy, I say, go build a house. He's like, what house? What kind of house? You want a you want a bungalow? You want a two-story, a three-story? Like, how many bedrooms? How many bathrooms? You know? So to me, that end game visual is like your blueprint of where you're headed. We use the analogy of the house. Two main analogies that we use. One is building your house. And the way I like to present that is when you sign up for this program today, we've given you a plot of land. We've also given you the tools to start building your house. And then every day you're going to show up and work towards building your house. And then each week we're going to throw more tools at you so you can start building walls and start building windows and start doing all this stuff. And so every day you're going to work towards building that house, this house that eventually you're going to live in, right? And so whenever you need to take a step back, and this is how we manage weekends and vacays and holidays, whenever you need to step away from your house, you just step away from your house. You go on vacation, you enjoy yourself. And then when you come back to that house, you reorganize your tools and you get back to building it. So the program takes into account off days, holidays, you know, days that you just aren't in it. If ever you don't have the capacity to follow the program, all you do is just leave it and then pick up the next day. You'll notice the app is actually geared towards that. You want to do 91 days of the program. It may take you, 120 days to do that, but you want to put in the full 90 days of the program. So that means if you take a week off the program, when you come back, you're going to pick up exactly where you left off. So you won't be following where the group is at, but that is totally okay, totally normal. It doesn't stop you from following the program. You can still ask all the questions that you need. The only difference is when you're tracking on your app, you may be following a different day. So don't stress about that. So program absolutely takes into account off days and such. What else? I totally lost my train of thought. What was I talking about there? What bread can I have? I'm gluten-free. We suggest, again, all this information is posted in the food plan video and on the food plan, the meal ideas post and such. I recommend that you minimize breads and pastas. If you are going to have bread, go for darker, denser graining bread. We do not suggest specific brands because we have people participating from over 40 different countries. We don't know where you live or what you have access to. So darker, dense, grainy, whole grain breads. We like Ezekiel bread. If you're gluten-free means absolutely nothing to us, to be honest. You don't have to eat gluten to be on program and plan, and eat bread is bread. Regardless whether it's gluten-free or not gluten-free, bread is bread. At the end of the day, it's still causing your body to feel the need to pump out insulin when it's breaking it down. So it's more about the process of making bread that we have an issue with. We're trying to decrease the amount of insulin. Insulin is the chemical your body uses. When your body is breaking down foods, it kind of decides where the food is going to go. We're trying to minimize the amount of insulin that your body is used to using. And one of the quickest ways, straight up, because we don't mess around, one of the quickest ways to do that is take out bread and pasta. Now, listen, I know that's not convenient. And then all the Italians are like, but I'm Italian. But historically, your main diet was Mediterranean. So you do not need pasta to survive. Listen, you can totally eat bread and pasta. It's definitely going to slow down what's happening on the scale because it's going to slow down the process. But lots of people are totally fine with that. We've had thousands of people go through the program and still enjoy pizza on a Friday night, still enjoy their avocado toast in the morning. You know, what we would suggest is, you know, obviously avocado toast is more carby than it is protein. So, you know, bump up the protein value of it. Think most bang for your buck. This is not a lifestyle, right? It's not. It's a diet. It's a mean to an end. It's a method for sustainable weight loss. The goal is for you to lose weight. So you want to maximize your efforts. Don't fall into what you like, what you love for breakfast, right? Chances are that's not maximizing your efforts. This is like 3 months. And then once you lose your weight, you can go back to eating normal foods that you like and that you love, right? So that's the end game around here. So, you know, something that's higher in protein or making sure that protein is the focus, definitely the way to go. But you can do any kind of bread, you know, just make sure it's darker, denser. Ezekiel bread's a good one, but if you're gluten-free, then just look for gluten-free versions of denser, darker breads, that kind of thing. Good morning. Super excited. Hi, Janine, to be back for round three, my finally and forever. Welcome new members. Take the time you need to review all the information this week and ask all the questions that you need. Trust the whole process. Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay. Big takeaway from this live today. Keep your eyes on what our returning members are saying. They're always sharing good tidbits. They're always being super motivational. We do not pay them for that. They do not get any back benefits for that. They don't get nothing for saying nice things and helping you guys. Our members are just so excited for all of our new people because we know where you guys are headed. The process is amazing. At the end of this program, you're going to feel like a million bucks. You're going to lost a chunk of weight. You're going to, if not, reach your goals. You know what I mean? So it's a vibe. People are excited and they're just as excited for you. You will get lots of members also answering your questions. We actually love and encourage that around here. It's great to hear, you know, why not get a few responses. We do check. So myself and my team, we do make sure that there is quality answers happening in the program inside the group. So if you ask a question in the group, if one of our members answers it, one of our team members will come along and check their answers. So you can trust that the information that you're getting is solid. And if someone does give you the wrong information, we have no problems saying otherwise. So don't worry about that. Ask all the questions that you need. The app is hi Sarah, hello, welcome back. The app is taking the program to the next level. So much better than having to write everything down on paper. Yeah, if you are a pen and paper person, there is trackers in the back of the book. You may not have noticed, but we do have tracking sheets here. You can also use your own kind of journal. These are also in the PDF files, so these have been posted in the PDF files if you want to print them out at home. So you can track your progress in the back of the book. You can also print off those files and track it at home. You can also use the app, obviously. So super cool. You could also use an old school journal, you guys. Whatever gets you by, right? Whatever gets you by. Hello. Hi, Sarah. Good morning. Happy to be back. Successful round. I already read this one. Yes. Okay. So listen, this is just life, you know? So you did the first program, you crushed it. Second time, life got in the way. Let's not also forget, you guys, we've been trying to do this through a worldwide massive pandemic. So let's cut ourselves some slack, right? So back at it, fresh eyes. And we do have that fresh eyes post coming back, into the group in the next couple of days. If you are a returning member, you can also pop into the old group and give it a view over there. Just put you in the right frame frame of mind, right? So that's definitely worth doing. Let's see if I can scroll down. As we go, you guys, I'm going to be, when it comes to these lives, getting right into the questions. Obviously, today there's some administrative stuff that I've got to go through, make sure everyone kind of knows what they need. But once we get into these lives, I'll be getting right into these questions. Hello. I swear I had morning Facebook Live withdrawal. So happy to be back at it. Yeah, it's a nice way to start the day. I do love doing the lives. We get into some real great conversation. Again, if you've missed it, we are going to be turning these lives into audio files from the get. So after this live gets posted into the group today and it's no longer live, we're going to add the audio link into the top of the post. So that's where you're going to be able to find. So if you come back in and you've missed a live and you want to listen to the audio version, find the link that will be on the actual Facebook post, and then you can watch the audio version from there. We are also making up, is it Acast that we're going to use? So we're also going to make an Acast account where we'll have an Acast account where you guys can go over there and get all the audio versions as well. Good morning. Excited to get the program started. First time here. My daughter joined too, and we are both raring to go. I love that, Judy. Congrats. Welcome to the program. Make sure that you ask as many questions as you need to be clear on what you need to do. For those who had trouble finding the live, okay, so the lives are super easy to find. Let me say that again. Super easy to find. If you had trouble finding the lives, chances are you're not navigating the group properly. So as soon as you pop into the group, two things are pinned to the very top of the page. My check-in video, where each day I tell you what you need to know, and then right beside that, the questions post, where you can ask all the questions that you have. You can also ask questions on the individual post as well. From there, you're going to want to find the guides. There's a guides tab. Once you're into the guides tab, you'll be able to see all the different guides. There's a welcome guide that talks about, you know, welcome to the group. This is how the program works. Got the program index, program FAQs, talks about the lives, talks about the app and such. Then there's also the prep week guide. That's the guide we're going to use all this week. Next week, it'll be a week one guide, the week after week two guide. In that prep week guide, I believe, is my method video, the video that talks about my method and why it's different than other diets, and then it your guidelines for prep week. So what you are to do this week and focus on. The food plan has all been put into the food plan guide. So everything that you need to know food-wise, what the food plan is, make sure you watch the food plan video. That's the biggest tip today. Do not let this day go by without watching that food plan video. Like, it's this craziness. If you don't watch the food plan video, you're just going to guess at what you're doing. We also have that in written form. We also have some meal ideas in there, and we also have a grocery list in there and some frequently asked questions about the food plan. So that's two of the guides. The welcome guide and the prep week guide. And the food plan guide. And then we also have an app guide. So if you guys have any questions about the app, wondering how to use the app, have any, you know, questions about what's to come on the app, it's all there. And then of course our Meet the Team guide. Make sure this week, if you have not seen the Meet the Team guide, check out all of our team bios. Everyone who works for us has done the program. They walk the walk. They talk the talk. They all have shared their journeys and their bios, and they've also included some great tips for being successful on plan. So definitely worth taking the time to check out those team bios. So do not get overwhelmed by the information. It's all packaged nice and neatly for you in order to find the lives, which was my whole point. So as soon as you pop into the Facebook support group, what you want to do is go to the photo section or the media section. Go to the photo or the media section, click on the videos, and you will see it playing live. That's the quickest way. Once you see it the first time, you can set your notifications, and then Facebook will let you know when I'm going live. But you know when I'm going live. It's Monday through Friday at 9 a.m., Monday through Thursday, 7 p.m., and Saturdays at 10. So I go live the same time. I rarely miss a live. I'm usually here good days, bad days, hot mess days. I'll do lives from my bed in my pajamas. I barely miss a live. If I do, though, I give you guys lots of notice in the group, and I'll post it in the group and let you know that I'm not going live. So as soon as you get into the group, if you know I'm going to go live, pop into the video media section. You'll see the video playing. Just click on it and you're in. That's the easiest way. Okay, are we not super pumped and excited? Okay, let's get serious for a minute. Because as exciting as all this is, you guys want to lose some serious weight. And I know you guys obviously have history of dieting. I know this program might be different than anything that you've done. The best advice I can give to you is be here for the full 3 months. show up every day. Recognize there'll be days where you're not going to be able to crush the program. You're going to have off days. You're going to have days when you're sick. You're going to have days when you're not motivated. You're going to have days when you're not going to want to follow. You're going to have days when you can't follow. Recognize that is normal. Recognize that, you know, as excited as we are now, there will be days where you're just going to be like, F you and your stinking ass program, Gina. You know, there are going to be days like that. And we like to get real around here. And it's about showing up anyway. That's the biggest piece of advice that I would give you. You're going to need the 3 months. You're going to want the 3 months. Now, you may not have a lot of weight to lose, and you may lose your weight midway through. You're going to want to continue with the program to solidify the weight that you've lost. Just because you're done losing on the scale doesn't mean your body is done addressing why it was feeling you need to store fat. It's not done, you know, boosting your metabolism and having your body work at the most optimal levels. Doesn't mean that you're done being in tune with it so that you can move forward and live a life free of worrying about weight loss. We are real serious about finally and forever. We're all about going about this the right way. It's not about the scale in the first 3 months. I'm going to be real about that. I could give a rat's effing ass how much you lose, how quickly you lose in the first few weeks. What I care about is that you are here at the end. And if you make it to the end, you will be so happy that you did, regardless of the numbers that you see on the scale. We've got tons of before and afters over on our website. You know, there's all of our team bios. We're going to be introducing people. Weight loss is possible, and it's possible for you as well. But it's going to be a journey, or for some of you, a challenge. You know, you might want to think about how you're going to want to frame this. Maybe it's like a course. Maybe it's like this is the project and you're the project. Maybe it is a journey or a challenge. You have to have what it takes to show up every day. But I want you to recognize you're going to need the 3 months. It's not all going to be sunshine and rainbows, but this is why, you know, we create this amazing community. We're going to be here to support you every step of the way. And especially on those days where you're not so thrilled, or you're not feeling so hopeful, or you're wondering if this is ever going to work, or you're going to be like, oh my God, am I just going to carry this weight forever? No, you are not. If you are human and you have a body, this program and process will work for you. And we're going to make it our mission to make sure every single one of you started this process gets across that finish line at the end. It's definitely going to be a journey, right? You're going to have to step out of your comfort zone. There are going to be times that you're wondering, how the F is this going to work? Like, what? This Gina girl is crazy. It will work, and we will be here to make sure that it does work for you. So that's the biggest thing I can say too, is help us help you. Make sure you're reading over the information. Make sure you're super solid on that. Make sure you ask the questions that you need. Don't be shy. Don't go days wondering if you should do this or wondering if you should do that. Like, just ask and make sure you know. We're all in this together. We're really not only excited, but we're really honored also that you guys have chosen to do this journey with us. We also don't take that lightly. We know a lot of you spend a lot of time and energy and money on this process. We know a lot of you are terrified that this won't work for you because you've done everything else. We know all the feels, and you know, we're just so grateful that you're here and then you put the faith in us, and I promise that we won't let you down. I won't let you down. That is my time for today. I am going to jet. These lives will roughly be about 45 minutes in the morning, about 45 minutes in the evening. Sometimes I do kind of indulge and go a little bit longer. Sometimes I cut them a little bit shorter. As soon as you pop on, ask those questions. I'm going to get to them right away. We're going to be talking about everything and everything over the next few weeks and months. So get prepared to have some super fun conversations. We laugh our asses off. We don't take ourselves too seriously as much as we take this program seriously. We also do our fair share of crying around here. We get into the emotions, we get into the feels, and we wouldn't have it any other way. We get real personal about our business, and we really are here to help. So I hope you guys have fun. I hope you guys have an amazing first day. Like I said, don't be shy. Reach out. Take your time to review the information. Don't get overwhelmed. So listen, this is what Prep Week is all about. Prep Week is just kind of rolling out the information, having you guys ask the questions you need, start implementing the changes. If you're new to the if you're a returning member, you know what you guys need to do. Let's go. Let's hit the ground running, right? There is no right way or wrong way to manage this prep week. Just kind of don't worry about being perfect. Just worry about, you know, getting the information, start making the changes and following that food plan to the best of your ability, and then be as consistent as possible about it moving forward. Have an amazing day, you guys, and I'll check in later. Bye. Oh, don't forget, the book is still available on Amazon. So if you want to order it, people will continue to order this throughout the next few months. Like, sometimes people are like, I don't need it. And then halfway through, they're like, oh my God, I need it. Some people just want it at the end. It will be available on Amazon for the next few weeks. So still can pick it up, still order it. Again, you don't need it. All these same information is posted in the file section as well. All right, that's it. Bye, you guys. Have a good day.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.